is it possible for children to actually obtain necessary nutrients like proteins and iron with just a vegan plant-based diet?
Yes. So according to the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics and even the American Academy of Pediatrics, they believe that a well-planned and balanced vegetarian diet, including a vegan diet, can be healthy and nutritionally adequate for people at all stages of life, including infants and babies.
The key words there, I assume, being well-planned. How is it that, the parents wanting to raise their kids in this lifestyle can accommodate?
Sure. So first of all, it's really important to get educated. So if you're a parent or you're planning to raise your children on a vegan lifestyle, it's important to understand what the key nutrients are that your child needs. So when it comes to infants, really the best source of nutrition for the first 6 months is breast milk. And if that's not an option, then a soy fortified formula would be a good option, because then you're getting all the nutrients you need. And as the child grows up, you can start weaning them off that, but you want to start including fruits that provide protein, that provide vitamin B12, vitamin D, calcium, iron, and there are some wonderful plant-based sources that have these foods.
What are some fortified foods or supplements vegan parents can actually use to ensure their kid gets the right nutrients?
Yeah, so one key one that I would recommend that all parents look at would be B12. Vitamin B12 comes predominantly from animal products. So if you're following a strictly vegan diet, then that's one that I would suggest that you get through supplements, or make sure any of the products you use are fortified with B12. Some other nutrients of interest are vitamin D, and most children, even if they're breastfed, will need vitamin D supplements after. They'll need about 400 IU per day, that's supplemental, shortly after they're born. And so that's something I would suggest. And if they're getting a formula that's fortified, they should be getting the calcium. Iron content is something that's of concern. So iron fortified cereals, so often some of the first cereals we feed children that are commercially prepared, they are fortified with calcium, iron, vitamin D. So that would be a good choice. When it comes to protein, if you're looking at plant-based protein, so beans, lentils, tofu, those would be excellent choices to try. And those would be the key ones I would focus on.
Obviously, Los Angeles is a bit of a trendsetter in this kind of area, but in terms of just your experience as a nutritionist, have you seen more people, more parents taking an interest in this kind of lifestyle?
For sure. I'm definitely seeing an increased interest and demand for families wanting to transition to more of a plant-based diet. Not necessarily completely vegan, but I'm definitely seeing more of an interest in getting more plant-based foods into their lifestyle. And I think that's a good thing if it's done right, because research has shown that when we have more of a vegetarian or vegan lifestyle food choices, we are improving our health, we're getting benefits in terms of decreasing our risk for certain chronic conditions like heart disease, certain types of cancer, type 2 diabetes, etc.
And just on the negative side of things, there was a case here in Australia involving parents of a toddler fed a vegan diet, left severely malnourished with no teeth until 19 months old, and remains below average, both physically and mentally. Now, this is obviously a horrible case, an extreme case, but for those parents who want to kind of raise their kids like this, what would some of the warning signs be to avoid if you are concerned about whether the kid's getting enough nutrients? What would you need to sort of look out for to ensure this kind of situation doesn't happen?
Yes, and first of all, that is an extremely sad case. And so this could have been prevented. The key is to make sure, again, that your child is getting a variety of foods coming in. Most likely, this child wasn't fed a completely well-balanced diet. And so I would say definitely meet with a dietitian, someone who specializes in plant-based and vegetarian nutrition, because they can customize recommendations for you and for your family. Second, definitely let your physicians know, the pediatrician know, that you're following this lifestyle so that they can start monitoring your child for growth patterns to make sure your child is hitting all the markers appropriately. And if there are any concerns there, that would be the place you would identify, because your child should be growing appropriately whether they're on a vegan diet or not, if they're meeting all their nutritional needs.
Well, Vandana, a very important one. Thank you very much. Really do appreciate you joining us this morning.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me there.